Next patient is Johnny or Daniel. Johnny, 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 Daniel, apostrophe, Daniel, Daniel. Date of birth is 1/24/1953. Date of visit is 10/18/23. Please make copy for the doctor. Let's see. Please make a copy for Coretta, Coretta. Coretta Murphy, M.D. Coretta Murphy, M.U.R.P.H.Y., M.D. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is COPD and shortness of breath. Next paragraph. History of illness. This is a 70-year-old male nurse with a history of shortness of breath, has previously been diagnosed to have COPD, and also had COVID pneumonia treated more than a year ago. The patient has been experiencing dyspnea with activity, but denies any significant cough or wheezing, and denied any weight loss. He had COVID pneumonia a year ago and a chest CT at the time done on 4/20/22 showed emphysematous changes and granulomatous disease previously noted, and no suspicious pulmonary nodules. He also had mild peripheral ground glass opacities in the upper lobes and superior segment of the lower lobes, which appeared to have improved from a prior CT and suggested sequelae of coronavirus infection. There was also an ectatic ascending aorta. Patient states he can exercise, denies any leg swelling, denies any significant chest pains, cough or hemoptysis. He has gained some weight. Next, past history has included history of left hip replacement, history of hypertension for more than 3 years, and history for COVID-19 pneumonia. Next paragraph, allergies. The patient denies any drug allergies. Next, habits. The patient smoked less than a pack per day for 10 years. Also smoked cigars for about 15 years. Does not drink any alcohol. Next, family history. Father died of renal failure. Mother died of COVID-19 infection. Next paragraph. Let's see, allergies none listed. Next, system review. The patient denies weight loss, fatigue, or fever. No double vision, cataracts, glaucoma. No vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds, and no urinary frequency, dysuria, or flank pains. Yeah, some shortness of breath and no wheezing, and has an occasional cough. He has no abdominal pains, has mild reflux, and he has no black stools or diarrhea. Tonight's chest pain or jaw pain, no calf muscle pains, and no palpitations or leg swelling. Next, he has no easy bruising or bleeding gums, no joint pains, muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss. Next, med list included a Norvasc 2.5 milligrams daily, lisinopril 10 milligrams a day. Next, physical exam. This is the averagely built elderly white male who is alert, no acute distress, no pallor sign, or is clubbing or peripheral edema. Blood pressure 125/70, pulse 62, respiration 16. Temperature 975, weight is 188, saturation 99. HGNT and non-phthalic pupils react when equal. Tongue is moist, nasal mucous edema, throat is clear. Neck, supplement, bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions. And scattered wheezes throughout both lung fields, prolonged expirations, and distant breath sounds. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no again, megaly, bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema or lesions. No calf tenderness. Reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor absence. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin no lesions observed. Next paragraph, patient number 1. COPD with emphysema. And number 2 is interstitial lung disease. And number 3. History of lung nodules. And number 4 is hypertension. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. And advised to get a follow-up chest CT next month. He will use albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, QID, PRN, and advised to come in for a follow-up in approximately 4 weeks. He was also advised to take the flu shot and a copy of his old records will be requested. Thank you for this consultation. I'll make an addendum report after his next visit. Thank you. Copy for Coretta Murphy, MD. Coretta Murphy, MD. Thank you.